Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Happy Tuesday. No, is it Wednesday?
It's Wednesday, JC.
So excited now.
Yay.
Wednesday, bruh.
I keep getting my days messed up.
Yeah, it was Kelly last
week. I'm telling you, last week was so freaky for me.
I know.
I was convinced Thursday was Friday. It was just
it was so weird.
Yeah,
we had a text message saying, I was fully expecting you guys to do Flush the Format this morning. Dang it.
I don't know what's going on. I'm telling you, Mercury's still in retrograde.
Still is.
And I think it's messing up all of us.
Well, it's not going to mess up Beat the Bank because we'll hook you up with that password in 10 minutes.
Nice.
But first, we'll do some love letters brought to you by Stamps.com.
Yeah, the Mercury retrograde's not messing up Stamps.com.
No way, no how.
You know, the U.S. Postal Service, it is an important tool for any business, whether you're a small business, large business, you need to mail stuff.
Yep.
And Stamps.com is the easiest way to access all the amazing service the post office has to offer. And the thing about Stamps.com is, unlike the post office, it never closes.
Right.
People that work at the post office, they need to get home to their families. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you're working from home, or maybe you have late hours, and you've got to get this stuff ready to go out in the mail. That's where Stamps.com really shines, because you can print postage for any mail class right from your own computer. Just use your printer, boom, print it out, get it ready, and then the postal carrier will pick it up for you. It's convenient, easy, very reliable.
But what about those things that I need to mail to promote my business that may weigh a little more than a traditional letter?
It doesn't matter. Any postage, does it, because you have a digital scale, so you can calculate the exact postage as well.
Mind blown.
Yeah, that way you don't have to go to the store and look for one of those things.
So right now, enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer, including a four-week trial plus postage and that brilliant digital scale when you go to stamps.com.
Love it.
Click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Craddock. That's stamps.com. Enter Craddock.
Thank you, Kelly. And
thank
now
you.
Let's launch into it, love expert.
Okay.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I finally found my Boaz.
Yay. Aww.
That's what Kelly calls her husband, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I truly couldn't be happier. After his divorce, he moved back to his hometown, and his sister gave him a place to stay for as long as he needed and asked for nothing in return. This will be important later.
It's good to know. No.
Over the course of our relationship, the topic of relocating has come up a few times, and I'm more than willing to follow him wherever he goes. He shared with me, he told his sister he would be willing to help her get a new start like she did for him this summer, which I find very admirable. Here's the problem. She wants to move to LA and try her hand at writing scripts for the industry, and he's willing to relocate to the West Coast because he doesn't care where he's at. When I met his sister in person, I got the feeling this help was going to be more permanent in her mind. She said things like, we can all three pool our money so we can afford it. And she was looking at houses for us. I don't mind helping family, but I'm uncomfortable with the with her idea of this situation. How do I tell my boyfriend I think his sister's taking advantage of his generosity to pursue a pipe dream of script writing and that he should consider his desires more than hers, Kim?
So Kim is not engaged to this man at this point.
Right.
Boyfriend.
Okay, so you just say, this isn't working for me, and I'm not moving to California. And spell it out, girl.
Yeah.
And he'll have to make a decision, and maybe you want him to be your Boaz, but you're blinded that he's such a nice guy, and he's doing all these nice things. But the reality is he has an unhealthy, maybe, a close relationship with your siblings is one thing, but when you're willing to pick up and move across the country, buy a house together, and hey, you're welcome to tag along, honey. Because, you know, I think you're cute and pretty and I'm saying all the right things. No, you need to tell him that I'm not moving to California, and just see how he responds to that.
Yeah.
There's your answer. You'll get your answer. It might not be the one you want.
Yeah.
And if he chooses the sister over you, wow, how lucky are you?
Yeah, right.
How lucky are you that you found that out before you made a major life decision and then have to untangle that mess?
Well, just because he chooses his sister now doesn't mean he'll choose her when they're married.
He's willing to...
One day.
Oh, please.
This is supposed to be the honeymoon phase right now.
Please. Some people have unhealthy connections. You know, and if you want to go biblical on it, if you're calling him your Boaz, go biblical. A man leaves his parents and, in essence, leaves his family to go and start his new family with his wife. That is your family now, and that is your priority.
Boom.
Now, you're not at that point in your relationship. He's just your boyfriend. And you want him, I think sometimes we want so bad that the person that comes in your life, and he's so cute and he's so sweet, and oh my gosh, now I have somebody to share all this stuff with. It must be God's answer to prayer. Just because you want it to be God's answer to prayer doesn't mean he is God's answer to prayer.
Word.
And that will be revealed, and it may be being revealed to you right now, but you don't want to see it. So just say that to him. Say, I'm not moving to California. And don't you dare move to California.
Nope.
Don't you do
don't
that.
Don't you dare.
You don't want to, don't do it.
Mm-mm.
No,
supporting
man.
Supporting his sister the rest of your life. I get it when siblings help each other out, but that's not a life debt.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm-mm.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been together for about 6 months. We are very much in love with one another.
I know you are.
Talk about future together. We'll get along seamlessly when we're together. Here's the problem. We live a few hours from each other. We have been lucky enough to be able to see each other every weekend since we met. At those times, there's no problems at all. Zero. The problem is, when we're apart during the week, we're forced to rely on phone and text conversations.
Well, that's the way that is.
And those don't go very well.
Oh.
We don't really fight, but we have a lot of misunderstandings and have to do a lot of explaining and analyzing. Also, we don't have the same native language, and that seems to play a huge role in our miscommunication. Recently, those have become more frequent and angry. Today, he asked me for a space or a break, if you will. I want to honor his request, but I'm worried that that's given a death sentence to our relationship.
Oh, well.
We don't see each other very much, and I'm scared that he will make the decision while angry before I get a chance to see him and remind him that we do get along and we're meant to be. Is it normal to have this much trouble with communication only when we're apart?
No, it's frustrating when you're apart. But see, that's the thing. When we were saying how girls need closure when a guy's breaking up with him, if I can only get in his face, he'll remember how much he really loves me and he won't dump me then. So if you're not getting along right now, and okay, if it's miscommunication, a language barrier, it's probably because of text.
So
let's make a rule. We're not going to communicate by text anymore.
Right.
Other than, I'll call you tonight at 8, or I'll call you tomorrow after I get off work. That's the extent of text conversations. And see if that helps smooth things over. But sounds to me like this isn't really a healthy relationship. If you're fighting all the time, okay, you're together and it's great because you're all smushy face and smushing other stuff probably. And yeah, it's great. And then you got to go back to your prospective hometown.
Right.
Is that the right word? Respective?
Uh-huh.
Perspective. Yeah. Not perspective. Anyway, yeah, so if it's not, these are bad signs. It shouldn't be this hard 6 months in where you're fighting all the time.
The last two letters, I'm not talking about married people. People that are just dating are afraid to break up.
Because they know they've got to
get. If it ain't working, it ain't working.
But Al, then I'll be alone.
It ain't working.
But then I won't have anybody and I'll have to go back on Tinder.
Yes, that's right. That's right, because this one is not the deal. People car shop. It's put more time into car shopping than they do into trying to find somebody. Oh, I got to go see if I can find me a better deal. If it ain't working, leave it alone. Life is too damn short.
Uh-huh.
You'll find your person.
Or drag it out for 5 or 6 years, right, Al? Or do that.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Or do that.
Yeah, just wait it out and see what happens.
Sure.
It'll work out. What'd you say, Al?
Nothing.
What?
Love letters.
Say, shut up, Kelly.
Oh, really?
I would never say such a thing.
How dare you speak to the love expert like that during her segment,
girl
sir.
Like that.
How dare.
Love letters. Hey, where's the music?
I know. I just wanted to get more of your take on that.
No, that's all right.
Okay.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
We'll have your password to go inside the bank vault here after this letter, Kid Nation. Don't you worry about that.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
This one's kind of different. I'm a 24-year-old single mother. I've been dating my boyfriend for 3.5 years. We've been so compatible that most compatible that most would say that we are in sync with each other. Let me first note that he is so loving, he is so intelligent, and successful, with no serious issues or hardships in his life.
Well, what could possibly be the problem?
Recently, he's taken a dramatic interest / obsession to flat earth theories, Illuminati, mind control, etc. My once loving Christian man did not celebrate Easter because it's devil related and is dead set that the earth is flat. He even stopped listening to some of his favorite musical artists because he believes they're sending subliminal messages to brainwash us.
Okay, honey.
Is it time to move on?
Yeah, I'm sorry. How we in sync said that. It's
From
time
Santa.
To move on.
Didn't she say he's incredibly smart?
Well, some incredibly smart people are also borderline.
Insane.
I hate to use the word crazy or insane, but there is a fine line. And sometimes things.
Does that make me crazy in 40 minutes, by the way?
Expose themselves when men hit a certain age, a young age, things come out and they go a little mental.
That's correct. And she said she's 24.
True.
I don't know how old the boyfriend is.
We're assuming the boyfriend's about the same age.
Yeah.
A lot of times mental health issues surface.
Okay.
That's the word, surface.
That's right.
About this time.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you've, now if you love him and you want, if you've, you've got a lot of time invested in this, I would strongly encourage him to get mental health. If he refuses to do that for the protection of you and your children, I would suggest ending the relationship. Now, if he's willing to get help and work on it and maybe gets, this sounds to me, now I'm just an outsider looking in. Mm-hmm. I have no medical background. I'm just judging by everything you told me. And I think he has some mental health issues.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody put some peroxide in his Kool-Aid.
I didn't say that.
That's a way to downplay mental health.
But sounds to me, when somebody exhibits such a complete 180 just and starts rejecting everything they ever believed and going off on these irrational lines of thought, there's a problem there that needs to be.
I've experienced that. It is scary.
It's scary,
and
yeah.
But the person can work themselves through it.
There is absolutely help is available, but that person has to also be willing to accept help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And recognize that there is help available and something's not right.
And maybe even talk to his family and see if they are on the same mindset as you, as he needs a little help.
But if he's not willing to get that help, you cannot stay in that relationship.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, sorry.
Draining today, huh?
All right.
I'm joking, you idiots.
What? Shaq.
Thank you, Shaq. I don't know where that came from.
I didn't hear.
Uh-oh, Trey.
What?
That was back when Shaq was talking about believing the earth is flat.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm joking, you idiots.
Remember we all went off on him?
Got it.
I wonder, there have been people that go back,
thank you for
right?
for that context.
Once you realize it's not flat, you go back.
It's not the flat earth stuff. It was the other thing.
It was Illuminati.
Yeah, and the talking.
Rejecting his beliefs and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It's a whole, I'm taking the big picture here. I don't know.
Not just that, yeah. That was a deep love letter to Kelly.
It was a little bit different, yeah.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We have a nice little tab set up right there for you. Click on it, you write to Kelly, and we do it on Mondays and Wednesdays. Hopefully we'll get to yours next week. But it is time to hook you up with the first password. Now, what do you need this password for, Big Al Mac?
Well, if you don't have a password, you will not be able to step into our vault and take your try your luck at Beat the Bank.
It's a very exclusive vault. Only one person's allowed in there. Mm-hmm. And the password this hour, pencil. Pencil.
All right.
Is your password. Now, you're going to need it because within 10 minutes, we'll have you call in to play Beat the Bank, which means we're going to hook you up with some money next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, yeah. We want you to win some money this morning, Kid Nation. It's time for round one of Beat the Bank. We just hooked you up with the password. Now all you need is to be the right caller at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What caller number would you like, Jenna Owens?
15, please.
Caller number 15. You will get your shot at up to $1,000 with Beat the Bank here in a few minutes while we take your calls. Did you guys catch Mark Zuckerberg yesterday?
Yes.
Had to testify before Congress over their data being used inappropriately. And he used his opening statement yesterday to take full-on responsibility.
We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a big mistake. And it was my mistake, and I'm sorry. I started Facebook, I run it, and I'm responsible for what happens here. So now we have to go through all of our relationship with people and make sure that we're taking a broad enough view of our responsibility. It's not enough to just connect people. We have to make sure that those connections are positive. It's not enough to just give people a voice. We need to make sure that people aren't using it to harm other people or to spread misinformation.
That's right.
And it's not enough to just give people control over their information. We need to make sure that the developers they share it with protect their information too. Across the board, we have a responsibility to not just build tools, but to make sure that they're used for good.
Yeah, well, they weren't.
Whatever.
Mark. I don't know why, I just can't stand him right now.
Ugh.
I get a little upset about what went down. Probably not my stuff.
Well,
harmed too much, but others were.
We don't know.
Even if you go and fix it, like they've set up these things to go fix it now where people in the future cannot get your info.
Right.
They still got it. I mean, whoever had it before, it's not going to prevent them from using what they already have.
We talked about this during Kid Nation Extra, by the way. We do an extra segment and then we post it up on Facebook,
online.
And we talked about, they took away that whole searching by the phone number thing on Facebook.
Yeah.
which that was my favorite feature. Because if somebody was trolling you or prank calling you, or you could find out if it was a telemarketer or if you met a girl and you wanted to, or a guy.
Get a little more info.
Get a little more info now that's taken away from us. So we can't snoop.
Dang it.
But Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, stud.
A Republican Kennedy?
Right. He had some choice words for Zuckerberg yesterday.
Here's what everybody's been trying to tell you today, and I say this gently. Your user agreement sucks. You can spot me 75 IQ points. If I can figure it out, you can figure it out. The purpose of that user agreement is to cover Facebook's rear end. It's not to inform your users about their rights. Now, you know that, and I know that. I'm going to suggest to you that you go back home and rewrite it. And tell your $1,200-an-hour lawyers, no disrespect, they're good. But tell them you want it written.
You want it written.
I just assume everything I do is out there at some point.
Right.
If someone wanted it, you know.
That, yeah.
I mean, most people I know keep their little camera covered on their laptop.
Yeah, I
people
used to, so, and I don't know why I don't
I just
anymore.
Assume... Man, I don't know anything bad. I just assume everyone knows everything.
Yeah, that's a thing. We did get a text that says, who do you think is putting all that info out there? You are. Yeah, we are.
Right.
But there's a lot of people that are not well-versed with Facebook and how much they're sharing, so they're being just thrown out there and exposed.
Just take Facebook out of it. It's everything. Your phone, your Alexa, your whatever it is, your computer, everything.
It's listening to us. That was the weirdest thing for me lately, that your phone listens to the conversations we're having, and that's how those ads are popping up. That's the thing that blows my mind.
Jenna was doing a commercial the other day, and I was just in the studio while she was doing the commercial.
Yeah.
And she was talking about the product, and what was it? The next day, I came in, and I said, Jenna, I didn't look the product up.
Mm-mm. No, I was just recording a spot.
She was just recording it. It popped up on my cookies.
I got that too.
It was so 100% is listening.
So the ads
to
are working.
Yeah,
they're working. Yeah.
Oh,
it does show up on
your feed. Wild, wild.
And is that okay?
No, I think that's crazy.
Yeah, I
but
feel
it's
like
a great
it's invasive.
Excuse for why weird things pop up on your phone. It's a great out. Like someone must have been talking about it. I didn't Google it.
Yeah, it's one thing when you enter your personal information, but when your conversations are being monitored,
right?
That's next level. So, I don't know.
It's like we gotta go when we have a one-on-one conversation. We have to hide our computers. We have to hide our phones.
I have like baby goat clothing popping up. Why?
Baby goat clothing.
I mean, I probably Google it, but
yeah, it's
just weird things.
Yeah, so I don't know. I haven't been using Facebook the last year or so very often.
I don't use it anymore.
Yeah, I'll just go on there to see what my mom's doing sometimes.
Keep mom in check.
Yeah,
mom getting too lit.
Mom's trying to get on Instagram. I'm like, no, mom, you stay over here.
I'm so glad my mom.
You're laying over here.
She has no profile photo and only follows like me and a couple of my friends on Instagram.
Really?
She didn't post anything.
Okay, so she's not embarrassing you on Instagram yet.
Nah, she was addicted.
Following.
She was addicted to the Facebook.
Here's what my mom did. She found the area where people tag you. And then she started going on there, and she thought that was my wall for some reason. So she was liking people's posts from, like, a year ago. So I got my buddy going, like, hey, dude, why is your mom liking a picture of us from, like, a year ago?
He making out with this girl.
What's going on there, dude? Oh, man. Speaking of girls, Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
Or making out with girls. Is there a possibility that maybe we got closer to finding the girl you were looking for yesterday?
A little bit.
Yeah?
A little bit.
Is it who we thought it was?
No. No.
Not that blogger.
Mac went for a walk yesterday with his dog on a trail.
Mm-hmm.
And you stumbled across another girl who had a similar dog to yours.
Yeah, so we just started chatting.
And
chatting it up.
And you had some, you felt a little bit of a spark.
Yeah, I mean, it was
like she's hot.
Yeah, that's all I need for a spark. Hot, spark, boom.
But that conversation ended and you guys went your separate ways. And then it wasn't until you got home, you're like, man, I should have asked for her number.
Probably
at least.
Should have done something. Yeah.
Yeah,
some kind of way of contact.
So you came on the radio and you gave her description and what she was wearing and her dog's name and her name. And hopefully she would reach out.
Yeah. And come to find out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's a friend of a friend of a friend.
Oh, okay.
So you found some people that you both know.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
A friend of a friend.
A friend, that's pretty loose.
They were listening. Like everyone?
Yeah.
Put two and two together?
Put two and two together. You know, I gave like two or three options for names, two or three options for the dog's name, because, you know, I don't remember anything.
How close were you?
I was actually pretty dead on her name, and I had her dog's name wrong a little bit, but...
Oh, good. Well done, Al.
Yeah.
Normally, you just forget it all together.
Right.
So that means you were paying attention. That's good.
I was paying attention. And, but now, I've just ruined it.
You did?
How?
Because now I've talked about it on it. It's like...
But how else were you going to find her if you didn't talk
about it? That's the only way we could have found her.
Yeah, I know, but...
You didn't say anything bad about her. You said she was beautiful.
Yeah.
She was wearing yoga pants.
She had hair.
Yeah.
How can she ever show her face again now that she's been talked about on the radio?
It's just awkward.
So
it's just like... It's just awkward.
Or flattering. Awkward and flattering.
Was she offended by the drawing you made of her?
No, I haven't spoken to her. I haven't messaged her. The person of the friend of the person of the friend of the person gave me her Instagram address.
So it is her. You looked it up.
I looked it up.
Uh-huh.
It's private.
Uh-huh. Stop making your page private.
That follow.
But I did hit the follow or request. Whatever that tab is.
Accepted?
Yeah. And I haven't checked it to see if it's accepted.
Are you scared to check it?
Check it right now.
Yeah.
It is awfully early. She might not have.
I'll check it for you.
100%. When did you try to add her?
Yesterday, in the middle of the afternoon.
Middle of the afternoon, Kelly. So most girls, before they go to bed, I see you guys getting on Instagram.
Most girls, not everybody.
I would say 99% of girls are getting on Instagram before bed.
100%. 8 p.m. is most popular time.
Right. So she must have gone on there and seen that there was a request from you, Big Al. So there's going to be an answer for you right there.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. You're following so few people. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yes. Oh.
Oh, you want me to reveal?
Oh,
she
sure.
accepted it.
Oh. Oh.
You're following her.
Oh. Al, you've got a girl.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
This is the world we live in. Ooh, he's following her.
Yep. Well, we're a couple. It's official.
Well done, sir.
Now, why don't you have the mutual connection reach out first and just kind of bridge the gap rather than you just blindsiding her with the eye?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I kind of ruined it now. I feel like...
No, have the mutual friend maybe just see if there's even an interest there.
Right.
Is that creepy if the guy you saw on the trail finds you?
I'm going into the creep zone.
No.
I'm going into the creep zone.
No, you haven't. You went on the radio. That's kind of a funny story. The friend can lay that groundwork for you. Say it was really cute. I was on the radio. He said he was just saying how he's on this trail and this girl. And I was like, that has to be my friend. And it is you. Isn't that cute? Mm-hmm. And
did you send her a message? Or
no.
It was super
creepy.
Yeah,
but let the friend, try to see if the friend will do that for you.
Yeah, okay.
It'll take the creepy out of it.
Yeah, the creepy is in it. The creepy is soaked in creepy. it's saturated in creepiness.
Oh.
It is, man.
I think it's a good sign she accepted.
Ooh,
yeah.
The creep factor is
Well, then just
high.
Let it.
Yeah.
Chill for a bit.
Yeah.
No message, though? You wouldn't want a message from the guy you saw on the trail that randomly...
You guys how I feel lately. I'm turned off by lack of forwardness.
So you Jenna, know? Would I'm, want him to reach out.
I would want him to throw out the Instagram thing, whatever. But I would, if you track me down and be like, I'm going to take you out. But I don't know. I'd wait a minute.
I feel oogie.
You do?
Get the friend to see if there's even any interest there.
Right.
That'll save you some embarrassment if there's
someone.
Not.
All right. So...
We'll attempt to talk to her tomorrow at this time.
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Don't be insecure.
Beat the bank. Cold as a cucumber. Nerves like an iceberg. If you don't watch out, you'll be screwed like Zuckerberg.
Hey.
Beat the bank.
I wonder if he's going to step down. So many people are asking for him to step down.
No. His ego won't let him.
I ain't gonna step down.
Hi, Laura.
Hi there.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing awesome. I see you're driving to work right now, right? You're in your car?
No, we actually see you're driving. Yes. Yeah. That's a nice car you got there.
We're watching you through your phone. Yeah. What do you do for work?
I'm a verbatim hearing recorder. I record hearings for Social Security disability.
Oh, that's a cool job.
And then transcript it for hearing impaired.
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool.
Nice.
That's a cool job right there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Does it pay well?
All right.
Okay. Gets her food and a roof over her head.
Gets her food. Okay. Right.
She can buy some food with it.
All right.
All right, Laura, why don't we step up to the vault real quick?
Hello. Please enter your password.
Pencil.
Password accepted.
Yay!
Congratulations, Laura. You just gained access to the bank vault. And if you're awesome. on the phone right now, don't worry. We're going to play in about an hour, so you still have a shot today. But right now, it's all about you, Laura. Here's how the game works. We're going to put you in there with the banker. The dollar amounts are going to increase the longer you stay in there. Now, whenever you feel like the banker's getting ready to close that vault door, you go ahead and scream, stop, as loud as you can, and that's how much money you will win. It can get up to $1,000. We still want you to scream stop if he says it, because if the door closes, you will end up with nothing, okay?
Okay.
You got this, Laura. You got the rules.
You got the car.
You got the car. You're ready to go transcript stuff later on. But right now, let's win some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank. $50, $90, $110, $150, $240, $450, $610.
Stop.
$610 for you, Mark.
There you go, $610.
Hey!
To make you holla.
Not nice. Bad. What are you going to do with that money?
We're probably going to take a trip.
Yay. Oh,
where do you want to go?
Well, we just went to San Antonio, so maybe Waco or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Get your trip on right there. That's
there
definitely going to be
go
nice.
Go Bears. Shout out, Waco.
Hey, just for fun, Laura, we're going to put that in your pocket. That's all for you, $610. Let's see how high it would have gone.
$750.
That's a little
jump.
Wow.
Whoa,
that instinct
well,
real.
Right.
Well, well played right there. That's how you play Beat the Bank.
And we encourage you to visit all of the cities that the Kid Craddock Morning Show is heard in. San Antonio, Waco is just a start.
Yeah. We'll send you a map. Laura's going to take a tour.
There you go.
Laura, you have a wonderful day. Thank you for playing Beat the Bank, okay? Hold on for us real quick so we can get you your money. Don't forget, less than an hour away from another vault password and another chance for you to win up to $1,000 with Beat the Bank.
Cool.
But coming up next, let's find out if you're crazy. It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got one here from the text. I like to mix my cereal. My go-to is Captain Crunch, Berry, and Frosted Mini Wheat. Does that make me crazy? Mm. Oh, no. You are genius.
You're a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that's genius right there.
It's like a cereal stew.
Makes you crazy for cereal is what it does. Yeah. And I know if you feel sad because we didn't call you crazy. That's what most people want to be, is crazy on this show. So if you've been doing things that you think are normal and your friends are letting you know, no, you need to call the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Now is the time to do it. We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yes! Hey, we got Beat the Bank coming up again.
Again?
20 minutes away from your next password.
We're going to give away more money?
I know we are, Big Al. And Ike Barinholtz is going to be calling us as well. He's in that new movie, Blockers, that everybody's all excited about because it's hilarious. So we'll chat with him. But right now, it's about Does That Make Me Crazy? And I don't know how, but we just talked about Facebook. Apparently, they gained $21 billion.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Wow.
So how does this happen? I don't know.
Fail up, dog. Fail up.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Tell us what you do that could potentially make you crazy. From the text.
Yes.
You guys, I can't help but to look at other women. My eyes wonder where they're wondering. And at the end of the day, I will snitch on myself to my wife and get into trouble. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
You snitch on yourself?
Yes, that makes
you
crazy.
Yeah, that makes you crazy, man. Like,
your eyes look what they look, so you can't help that. Yeah. You don't have to go and tell your wife. What do you expect? What do you want to get out of that?
Even when my wife
clean
says...
conscience.
Even when my wife says, look how beautiful that girl is, or look how great of her body is. I'm like, no, I'm good.
What woman?
Yeah. Only one I see is you.
There's another woman in this room?
What? I feel like that's always a trick. I'm not going to look. I'm like, I believe you. I believe that girl. I'm sure she is.
A lot of fellas go the other way. Like, do you believe what that girl's wearing?
Yeah.
You know, when you're obviously staring at somebody.
Shocking.
Baby, I'm so glad you cover up way more than she is. I mean, look at that.
What?
What is she doing?
The nerve. I bet her mother doesn't know what she's wearing right now.
From the text as well. Hi, Kid Craddock team. I'm a high schooler. No matter what, if I'm at a school, if I'm at school or on a field trip, I bring my backpack and my athletic bag full of clothes and snacks because you never know what might happen. A pop-up quiz, some basketball, maybe the end of the world. Does that make me crazy?
No, prepared.
End of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, you never know when the apocalypse is going to happen.
You're survivalist, that they call it?
Yeah. Always got to have snacks handy.
Y'all need to bring more crazy today now.
Yeah.
This is all rational behavior to me.
Off to a slow start. All right. I bet we got some crazy.
Yeah, we absolutely. Hold on. We got to take this call real quick from Chandler. Hi, Chandler.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I get annoyed every time Big Al gets offbeat on Beat the Bank. Does that make me crazy?
How often does he get offbeat for you, Chandler? Do you think it's like over 50% of the time?
No, more like 99%.
Oh,
well, you know what, Chandler? When we get off the air, I'm going to call you back, and I'm going to let you do the next rap. How about that?
That would be fun.
Right. Yeah, what?
All right, hold on. We're going to get your phone number, and we're going to record you doing the rap, and you get featured in about 20 minutes, okay?
I got to go to school.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. A little bit better.
We'll figure something out, Chandler, but we'll try to get your number. Maybe one day we can get you in here to do a little rap battle with Big Al.
That won't be hard. All right, thanks, Chandler.
All right, Chandler, have a wonderful day at school. No, you're not crazy. We feel you on that one. We'll put Chandler on hold so we can get him. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Let's find out if you're crazy or not.
I refrigerate my water just to microwave it for 30 seconds before I drink them. Does that make me crazy?
I didn't understand the word
she freezes water and then she microwaves it for 30 seconds.
No, I refrigerate my water.
You refrigerate.
Just to microwave it for 30 seconds and then drink it.
Do you like it warm?
Room temperature.
Well, no. I guess I don't like it warm, but I don't like it cold, so I refrigerate them, then microwave them for 30 seconds to drink them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Why don't you just leave your bottled waters out?
Because it's still not cold enough.
It's not cold enough.
Yeah, it'd be crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah. I can't figure that out.
You're very particular.
Very particular. Can anybody get your water ready, or it has to be you?
My son actually knows the routine. I'll be like, hey, I want a water, so I'll microwave it for 30 seconds and bring it right to me.
Okay. Yeah, that's crazy.
You need to do some reading about plastics in the microwave, and you might stop doing that.
Uh-huh.
Well, for your own health, I'm just telling you.
I accidentally kept a bottle of water in my car during the summer, and then I drank it. It did not taste like water.
Well, then don't do that.
Yeah.
That's very unhealthy.
Very bad for you, yeah. I read about it later after I drank the whole thing.
Yeah. Microwaving plastic is not healthy either.
Yeah.
I don't mean to put the downer on.
No, but you got to be careful. I feel you, Kelly. I have an Instagram from the text. I have an Instagram account for my cat, and now she has more followers, and she gets more likes than my pictures do.
Aww.
And I seriously hate my cat now. Does that make me crazy?
It's true. Well, you can always delete her account. That'll show her.
Yeah, that'll show her. She doesn't know.
Right?
She doesn't know any different.
People love the animals.
The fact that you're jealous of your cat now because of something you started, that makes you crazy.
And you still post despite it, you know? Like a cat sitting up taking selfies.
Yeah. How many followers does Curtis the Doodle have? Let me check.
You have an account for Curtis?
Instagram?
It's a Facebook for Curtis the Doodle.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Gosh, you don't even post on your own.
Probably. Obviously, you don't want people to know about it. You never said a word.
No, he has 536 people liking him.
Is that the account you use to creep?
No. I mean, I don't know why I even did it. I did it a long time ago.
Yeah.
I hadn't posted on it. Well, he hasn't posted on it in a while.
Yeah, Curtis has been busy.
Yeah.
Hey, Trey.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I can't believe you do this. Go ahead.
All right. The last two times I've been to the dentist and had to have a filling, I took no Novocaine because I hate the way that Novocaine makes my face feel. Does that make me crazy?
Yes!
How do you handle the pain?
Like a man?
I just cross my legs and hold on to the chair, and when he's in the nerve, your eyes are closed, and it just goes from orange to red to white to... Take a deep breath, and all of a sudden, it's over.
Wow.
Man, you're a stud.
Craig,
you're a stud, but you're crazy.
You might want to attempt the world record for walking on Legos barefoot. I hear it's at 1,200 feet right now.
Yeah.
Dang, man.
Ooh. And you have a dentist that's willing to inflict that pain. What kind of sadist do you go to?
And my sister-in-law is actually his assistant.
Oh, she's loving it.
Yeah.
She's like, dig deeper, doctor. Oh, my God.
Have you ever had to tell him to stop because the pain got so much, or you just plow through it?
No.
Wow.
No, it was just the last two times, and it was just do it.
I would brush my teeth 15 times a day so I would never have to go through that again.
Man.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I actually enjoy
incredible.
The Novocaine.
That's crazy nuts.
And I like to pluck the hair on my face out right there where it's numb.
Mm-hmm.
You ever do that?
Yeah, it works well. It's annoying.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. That doesn't annoy me because I don't grow any. Yeah, Trey, you're super crazy, man. But wow, what a pain tolerance. Are you a redhead by chance, Trey?
No, not at all.
Because they say redheads have a better pain tolerance, don't they? Or worse.
I think we need more
more anesthesia.
Oh, yeah. So you feel
more pain. I have a very high threshold of pain. I mean, when I have people work on me, they tell me that. And yeah. I don't know any different.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just know that I can handle anything for a minute, but I couldn't handle that.
Give me the shot.
Give me the shot, yeah.
I'm going to go try to pronounce this name.
Okay.
Arian? Arian?
Yes?
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good.
What's your crazy? Go ahead, share with us.
Every time I see my crush, I freeze up and my friends have to pick me up and take me to my class.
How old are you, Arian?
She's listening back to herself. Okay.
Okay, how old are you?
How old are you?
I'm 11.
11 years old, okay.
Yeah. I got an 11-year-old.
Yeah. Does she freeze up when she sees her crush?
She doesn't like boys yet.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Not interested.
Mm. And what's your crush's name, Arian?
Brennan Hall.
Okay.
Hey!
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes you got to face your fear and just say the name out there. Right, Arian?
It is out there.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay.
Arian's listening back to her.
She's listening back.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll get over that fear one day. You'll be fine.
This is what happens when you leave your radio on. You want to hear yourself on the radio. I get it, but then we can't talk to you.
It's your big shot, you know? Yeah. It's all good. Not mad at you, Arian. Hey, Colleen.
Hey.
How you doing?
Super. How y'all doing?
Doing awesome. Let's see if you're crazy or not.
So, I have this guy that lives in my neighborhood. His name is Elliot. And every time I see him walking down the street, I say, Elliot, in the ET voice. Does that make you crazy?
Elliot.
No.
That makes you cool.
That's funny.
Still haven't seen that movie.
Me neither.
You've never seen ET?
No. I need to do it.
What?
Is it on Netflix right now?
Maybe I'll bring my big, giant, 20-foot TV movie screen to your house one day, Kelly, and we'll watch, because I haven't seen it either.
It'll need to be a little bit bigger for our backyard.
Wow. Oh, my bad. Oh. Yeah.
You know, business is booming when Big Al Mac's offering to bring it over for free.
You're taking the doggone thing out of the box.
Oh, man. Really?
No, I've never even seen it blown up.
You don't even know if it's got like a big old hole in it or nothing.
It could. I don't know. I don't know why I bought that. Wow. That's one of those, I don't know why I bought that.
You have a lot of those, don't you?
Uh-huh.
You should have an I don't know why I bought that sale and just put it all out in the parking lot and let everybody come by and help you get rid of all that junk.
I have.
That one, you just, two, it's the I don't know why I bought that sale.
One, two, three. I have three storage things full of stuff.
Come on.
We should go over your I don't know why I bought this list.
I need to go through it.
And then sell it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be like they do on that TV show where it's all rigged, by the way, where they auction off those storage units.
Storage wars.
It's rigged, really?
Oh, come on. They plant stuff in those storage units. There's no way all those storage units have all that stuff.
It's reality.
But you know, to do an auction.
The bachelor's real.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Just get it down to one storage unit.
Don't you ever talk about The Bachelor like that again, Jenna.
There are real emotions
real
involved.
Real emotions.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Or pants, jewelry, or purses, with a pocket full of cash. Take out some nurses.
Yeah.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Welcome. welcome to the show, Jennifer. How are you doing this morning?
I'm well, thank you. How are y'all?
Doing wonderful. Awesome.
Fantastic.
What are you up to right now?
I am just sitting in my brother and I was waiting to play.
Oh, you're just waiting to play?
Sitting in your what?
In your brother's who?
A what?
Sitting in what?
I'm in my car.
Oh, in your car.
You sound to me like she said, I'm sitting here waiting for my brother's nosebleed to stop. I'm having so much trouble hearing.
Yeah.
Or maybe her brother's nose is bleeding.
I hope not.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, here's the thing. That's all we're going to need to hear. But before we get to that, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Uncle.
Password accepted.
All there right. We go, Jennifer.
She said uncle.
You gained access to the bank vault. Here is Big Al Mac to tell you how we play the game.
Jennifer, you're going to hear dollar amounts hollered at you by a banker. They're going to increase, okay? And when you hear one that you're comfortable with, you don't think it's going to go much higher, then you need to say stop loudly and proudly, and you will get the last dollar amount that that banker said. If the bank vault door closes before you yell stop, you will not get anything. And your brother will not like that, okay? Yeah. If it goes all the way to $1,000, you need to say stop. Got it?
Yeah.
You got it.
You got it. Hey, we wish you luck. We love you.
One of those bills to stop
so
the nosebleed.
I can't understand.
We'll hear her. She'll say stop loud enough. Watch this. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$110 $150 $210 $240 $280 $330 $340 $380 $480
Yeah. The dollar amounts were so weird on that one.
The banker's a weird one right there. I'm sorry, Jennifer. The bank vault done closed on us this turn.
Bet your brother's nose is bleeding now.
But it was a pleasure talking to you, okay, Jennifer? Thank you for playing with us.
I'm sorry,
Jennifer. Yeah. Hey, you know, it happens.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Right? It is what it is. Good news is...
People still say that? It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
That's a tried but true one.
Because it is what it is.
That's what happens.
What you going to do?
Forever. It is
that's
what it is.
What you going to do?
That's another good one, right?
You know what it is? What it is? What? We're going to play twice a day tomorrow. So if you didn't get your shot today, we got you tomorrow morning as well. So make sure you're listening at 7:10 and 8:10 Central for that password to get inside and play. And coming up next, we got to talk to a celebrity. That movie Blockers that everybody's laughing at.
Yeah.
Lap a minute. Ike Barinholtz is going to be on the show with us on the phone next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I thought I was going to have to buy some time. I'm over here thinking, what am I going to say while we try to get Ike Barinholtz on the phone? But he is so prompt.
Is he on time?
He is on time. Ike, how are you doing, sir?
Guys, I got to tell you, I'm not the best actor in Hollywood, and I'm not the most successful actor in Hollywood, but I'm the most punctual actor in Hollywood.
Yes, you are.
There you go. I love it.
Awesome.
I will take that all day, man. And congratulations, Blockers, number one comedy in America.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to see it. We had our kids this past weekend, but this coming weekend, we are kid-free, so we are heading to the theaters to see Blockers.
Yes, that's the goal. Yeah, if you get the sitter, you go to dinner, you have a few drinks, I promise you will laugh if you watch the movie. For 90 minutes, you will laugh. That's my guarantee. And if not, you can tweet at me. And I will apologize personally.
Okay. Not going to be cutting checks, but you will apologize.
I stopped myself before the money got involved.
I was going to tweet at you because I want to go see the movie, but I keep hearing, and you wrote about this on your Twitter, that a lot of people are pulling abs, a lot of people are peeing a little bit, so I just want to know that.
Pulling abs? Yeah. Laughing so hard.
I'm just hoping that you'll be able to pay my doctor's appointment or my new pair of pants if I pee them.
We really did not anticipate this, and it's a very serious matter. Please don't make jokes about it, but people are peeing themselves from laughing too hard, and we apologize, but there's nothing we can do about it.
Okay.
We just hope people, hydrate, stretch, but don't overhydrate, because then you'll have a full bladder, But it's just, it's all about stretching and breathing, guys.
Have you peed?
It's like going through labor.
I mean, you've done so many funny movies. Have you ever peed filming a scene?
I have not, but my dear friend Mindy Kaling, I shouldn't probably tell the story, but when we were shooting last year's The Mindy Project, she was exceptionally pregnant, and there were a couple times where I was just kind of goofing around, and she just ran away in the middle of, you know, me talking, because she's like, I'm peeing.
You're like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah, you can blame it on just, like, you know, being pregnant, but I like to think it's because I was being hilarious.
Yeah, you are
funny.
We're chatting with Ike Barinholtz right now. He's in the movie Blockers.
Yeah, what do you play in Blockers? What is your character?
So there's three parents, right? Me, John Cena, and Leslie Mann. And my character, Hunter, is a guy who's made a lot of mistakes. You know, he was a bad dad for a while, and now he's at the point where he's trying to do the right thing. He's trying to make amends with his daughter. And he's kind of, you know, looking at this as like, this is his last chance to kind of connect with her before she goes off to college and he possibly loses her. And so you have this guy who at first kind of seems like just a complete goofball and maybe like a louse, but he kind of surprises you. He's like kind of sweet and he's learned a lot and he's kind of the voice of reason of the three parents.
Whoa.
But don't worry. He's still very stupid. Me and John Cena and Leslie Mann are just constantly trying to out-stupid each other this whole movie. And sometimes I win, but sometimes they win.
Gotcha.
Did you get to go to a WrestleMania? Because, you know, John Cena is your co-star.
You got an in.
Did you get to go?
I didn't get to go, but I got to watch it. And watching him, did you guys see him, like, get up and sprint out of there?
Yeah, he got the meme treatment for that one.
That's a definite meme. Like, as I saw that, I was, like, you know, thinking, like the meme could be like, uh-oh, someone has diarrhea.
I hear you're a big...
I did not get to go, but I'm definitely going to bring my godson to SummerSlam. I can't wait.
I hear you're a big crier. What's the stupidest thing you've cried over?
The stupidest thing I've cried over? Oh, my God. I mean, it's not stupid, but it's the last thing I was watching. Have you guys seen the movie Coco?
Yes!
The movie Coco?
Remember me.
Hey, man. Oh, I'm going to start crying. If you see it, I will start crying. I was watching it with my daughter and my dad and my mom. And me and my dad were like, it was almost like CGI tears. We were like, and like both my 5-year-old and my mom were just looking at us like, how are we related to these cowards? But that's a sad movie.
I know.
Oh my goodness, is that sad.
It's so good though. It's sad but good.
You gotta be ready to cry.
Coco just wants to be remembered. That's it, guys. She just wants to be remembered.
Now, Ike, we're reading here. Somebody did some show prep for us, and they say you do some great impressions. Obama, Dane Cook, Matt Damon, Nick Lachey. I want to know if you've got an impression of a Wahlberg, because I swear, you could pass for a Wahlberg.
It's funny. First of all, I do have a Mark Wahlberg impression. Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me on your show. Go see the new Transformers movie. It's fantastic.
Do you get confused for him, or is it just me? Because I swear, when I saw your picture flash up, I'm like, we're talking to Mark Wahlberg this morning?
Say hello to your mother for me.
You know, when I was younger, people said, you look like Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
And then as I got a little older, people were like, you look like Donnie Wahlberg. And now that I'm... Now that I'm 41, people go, you look like the one that owns the hamburger stand. You're like the Wahlberg. So I'm moving up the ranks of the Wahlberg brothers.
I actually have been told before that I look like Ike Barinholtz.
Yeah.
A girl came up to me and said,
really?
Yeah, they thought I was you at an airport once, dude.
What'd you do?
Of course I went with it. And,
you signed now, Ike? You know how to spell your last name?
You're expecting a baby. Congratulations, Ike.
I had it. I had the baby a week ago. I have a 1-week-old baby here.
Yeah.
So when they said to me, do you mind getting up early to go do some radio? I was like, there's no early or late when you have a 1-week-year-old. There's just one... long, tired moments throughout the day.
Yeah.
So I'm up.
And you're a big fan of Paw Patrol as well, right? I read about that.
You have to be.
I love it. I love them all. I love Ryder and Marshall and Sky and Zuma. I love Mayor Humdinger. I can't I can't get enough of it. It's almost like I'm going crazy. I watch it so much.
Have you learned anything from kids' shows? Because last night I was watching Peppa Pig with my daughter, and I learned that turtles can climb trees because of that show. Have you learned anything because of kids' shows?
I got to be honest with you. Most of the information I now know in my brain is from kids' shows.
Yeah.
It's replaced everything else.
And it's all true?
They're much... It's all true. It's all true. Everything that is on a kid's show is true now. It's not like when we were growing up and we would just watch Looney Tunes and it was just like, you know, Elmer Fudd getting shot in the face with a rifle.
Right.
Now it's like, this is how the solar system works. And I'm like, oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
They're actually teaching. It's so crazy. Hey, are you a little nervous after doing Blockers and you have three little girls? Are you nervous for them to grow up and go to prom and all that stuff now?
Mm.
I mean, the thing is this, is I have at least 13 years till they're going to go to a prom, and who knows what will happen by that point, but I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take them to go see Blockers this weekend and show them this is life and this is what it is, and people are going to be mad at me that I brought a four-year-old to a hard R movie, but listen, this is how you parent, this is how you do it.
Hey, I'm going to hit you up in case you want to abolish prom with me so that when our daughters get to that age that there's no such thing, and then maybe we can bring it back after they're there.
Aww,
that's the only way to block it.
Done.
All right. Hey, Baron Holtay,
awesome.
Man, we really appreciate you taking time out of your day. You got a brand new baby, man, and you called our show and talked to us.
But you've also got the number one comedy in America.
Number one comedy in America.
Can't wait to see it.
Go see it this weekend. It's in theaters now. Blockers. Ike, thank you so much, sir.
No, thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Love
you.
Talk to you guys soon. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Love you.
I swear, when I saw his picture, I thought we were talking to a Wahlberg this morning.
No, Ike is for sure not a Wahlberg.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.